From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The governor of Wisconsin plans to sign into law a bill soon that could ban the use of race-based school mascots or logos. The law would permit a person who is offended by a school mascot in the district that person lives in to request a hearing overseen by the state school superintendent. The law could affect 36 Wisconsin schools that currently have Native American-based mascots or logos, including this one.
And our McQuanago Indians!
Our McQuanago Indians, the football team at McQuanago High School. The school's logo is an American Indian. The principal of the school is Dr. Dale Henry, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
If someone in the community finds your logos offensive, do you feel you'd be able to defend the logo?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do that, because I've really got to hear the nature of the complaint. We had a similar situation that took place in the fall of 92, where a person voiced a complaint to the state superintendent in Wisconsin, and we were successful then in defending the retention of our logo.
Well, what if a student were to complain, and there is one student who's complained rather publicly, that the use of just having a picture of an Indian chief is an example of racism, and we wouldn't have such a picture of an African American or members of other minorities. How do you answer that?
Well, I would respond by saying that I hear what he has to say, but we have also received on the other side a goodly number of phone calls that have told us to please hold on to that logo.
Do you acknowledge limits of taste in how you use the logo? That is, I gather at your school, at McQuanago High, you don't have somebody dress up as an Indian chief.
Absolutely correct. That has never been done. We've had the logo for about 50-plus years, and we have never had a mascot ever.
If there were a sort of tomahawk chop, a chant that people went through, would you find that potentially offensive or no?
Absolutely. In fact, when I said in the fall of 92 that we were under investigation about the retention of our logo, that was one of the things that we said that we would absolutely prohibit at all games, in addition to things such as students coming in wearing, I guess they would be called war paint.
War paint, yeah.
So that is absolutely prohibited at any of our functions.
I did read that there are T-shirts that say, welcome to Indian country. Or something.
Yes, it isn't T-shirts. It's, for example, in our gymnasium, on one of the walls, several students 20-some years ago, they painted the mural, "This is Indian Country." We do have the Indian logo on our diplomas, our stationery. So it does appear in a variety of places connected with the school.
Since there was a complaint or an investigation that the school prevailed over some years ago, I assume there must be some backup plan in reserve of what you would call yourself, whether it's the Big Purple or I don't know what the colors of the school are. Do you have some fallback that you might turn to if someday you're barred from being the Indians?
Well, if we were not to continue with our logo, the word McQuanago means the place of the bear, and the bear is the bear clan that were part of the Potawatomi Indians that lived in this area. I could hear possibly that McQuanago would then perhaps become the McQuanago Bears. I'm not saying that as a fact, but I could see that happening because of the nature of what McQuanago means.
There would be authenticity to that, and it even would honor the Indian language in that case.
That would be correct.
Well, Dr. Henry, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Take care.
That's Dale Henry, who is the principal of McQuanago High School in Wisconsin, home of the McQuanago Indians.